So I was thinking, as far as raid goes, maybe today, the first of these two dafin, we'll talk a little bit about Birchas Erisin, and then tomorrow, which is the second of the two dafin, we'll talk a little bit about Birchas Nisuin, also known as Birchas Chasan. So just a few ha'aris, short ha'aris, as it relates to Birchas Erisin. So it's mavur in the Gemara that both Erisin and Nisuin require brachas. Birchas Erisin requires two brachas. Birchas Chasanim requires, halacha, seven brachas. The two brachas of Birchas Erisin are Baruch Atah Hashem Aleikenu Melech Olam Boirei Pri Agafen, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Aleikenu Melech Olam Ashreked Ishanu B'mitzvoysav V'tzivanu Alo Arayas, the Isra Arayas V'os Melonu Asa Rusois. We said earlier that there's an Isser Midrabanon anyways for Arus to be ba on his Arusa. Hitter lanu as anesuois. However, with an Asua, of course, be as mutter al yedei chuba v'kedushin, Baruch Atah Hashem mikadesh ama Yisrael al yedei chuba v'kedushin. So, the most important maramakim in the sugya of Birchas Erisin is the Rosh. The Rosh is right here, al atar. It's in the first parak of Masechtas Ksubis. It's Simin Yud Beis, and he has an Arichos Advarim. Just speak out one excerpt from the Rosh. The Rosh asks a bunch of kashas, a bunch of really basic, elementary, foundational kashas on Birchas Erisin. Yesh makshin al nusach brachazu. There are those that ask on the nusach of the bracha. Number one, lama ein mevarchim asher kedishana b'mitzvoysav v'tznivanu l'kadish eso isha. Says the Rosh, l'chayra, Birchas Erisin is a bracha on Erisin. It's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So why isn't the Nusach HaBracha reflective, very simply, of that basic point? Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvoysev etzivanu l'kadesh eso isha. Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvoysev etzivanu l'hadlik ner shal chanukah al netilas yadayim. Any other bracha that you're being mekayim, you just say the mitzvah. So why is the Nusach HaBracha of Birchas Eris in such a convoluted bracha? It should be very straightforward. Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvoysev etzivanu l'kadesh eso isha. Number two, Frank Darash, v'oi, heichon matzinu bracha kizois shemivarchin al masha osa lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you find anywhere, says the Rosh, I challenge you, that there's a Nusach HaBracha and it talks about Isurim? Where do you find that? V'tzivanu alo arayos. That's Isurim. V'asalanu eso arusos. That's for sure Isurim. He says, where do you find such a thing? And he says, I'll give you an example of where it could have been in a bracha and it's not. V'aloi, einanu mevarchim as sha'asalanu evrim en achai v'hitolanu as hashochot. Rather, there's a bracha, ala shchita. So why is it that when it comes to Erisin, we somehow focus on the Isser? V'asa lanu asa arusais. V'oid, a third kasha, ma inyin lahaskar arayas kan. Why are we talking about arayas? What does arayas have to do with anything? There's a mitzvah of Erisin. We're being mekayim, the mitzvah of Erisin right now. Why are we discussing the Isser arayas? V'oid, and a fourth kasha, freik derosh, ma lanu lahaskar chupa bekan. Why are we talking about the chuppah? Kiman shemavarchin birchas erisin. Bebeso erisin. Ubeloi chuppah. The chuppah is not going to happen for another year. So why are we talking about chuppah right now? Four bumba straightforward kashas that the Rosh asks. Number one, why isn't birchas erisin just more straightforward? Hashekid yishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu l'kadesh eso isha. Number two, where do you find anywhere that there's a bracha that talks about isner v'asa alonu eso arusois? Number three, why are we talking about arayos? And number four, why are we even talking about chuppah? And even though chuppah and kedushin come together, that's nowadays. But then there was a year before chuppah was going to happen. So why do we fear arayos? Mekadesh am Yisrael ayidei chuppah v'kedushin v'hitte lanu asan asua islanu ayidei chuppah. Why are we talking about chuppah? Says the Rosh, a little bit of an arichos, but the Maskani says as follows, that it's muchach from these kashas that Birchas Erisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's not what it is. It's not the pshat, there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh and isha. And as a result, before you do the mitzvah, like before you do most mitzvahs, you make a bracha. That's not what's going on. And the truth is, the Rosh says, if you think about it, is there really a mitzvah to be mekadesh and isha? Where does it say that mitzvah in the Torah? There's a mitzvah pruvu. And truthfully, the proper way to be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu is through kedushin. But a person can be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu without kedushin. We've spoken out right in the past that it could be, you can even mekayim the mitzvah puravu with a manzer. Ah, it's a mitzvah of Avera and Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Aris. at all that rate. But the Metzias is, you don't need Kedushin in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Befrat, there's a whole sugya of Pilegesh, which Pilegesh is not a proper Kedushin, and if a person would have a child through a Pilegesh, that's Ba'ifen Heter, and then for sure you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. Sezok the Rosh, that Kedushin in and of itself is not a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah was Tutzich, by a Chasana, is going to happen be'ezus Hashem b'shatoivu mitzlachas. The mitzvah is not the kedushin alei. So if that's the case, it's poshut that the bracha is not a bracha mitzvah. So what then is the bracha? U'bracha zu niskina losei shvach la'kadosh baruch hu. It's the birchas hashevach asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisa that a kadosh baruch hu was mekadesh amo yisrael with mitzvois. V'evdilonu mino amim v'tznivonu lekadesh isha hamuteres lanu v'loy achas mino aroyos. And it goes on to explain with nuances why it is we mention all the things we mention. But the point is it's not a brichas mitzvahs. If it was a brichas mitzvahs, we talk about one thing and one thing only. It'd be asher kedishanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu l'kadesh esa isha gamarnu. That would be the mitzvah. Oh, but it's not a brichas mitzvahs. What it is a brichas hashevach. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being mekadesh Klal Yisrael. And for the fact that we're part of this Am Kadosh. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. And being that that's the purpose of the mitzvah, we don't simply, that's the purpose of the bracha. And that's why we don't simply talk about the mitzvah. We mention the concept of chuppah, and we mention the iser of aroyos, and we mention the fact that sometimes there's bilois that are mutter, and sometimes there are bilois that are aser, because that's the theme of the haidah and the shvach that we're giving our Kadosh Baruch Hu, shnehivdi lanu, shivdi lanu mina amen. I think, it's pasha, just to appreciate this a little bit better, that is, Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, so the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem Kedoshim tiyu." So, Rashi, what does it mean, Kedoshim tiyu? Hevu prushim mino arayos u'mino aveiro. Shekol mokim shatam moitze geder erva, atam moitze kedusha. Wherever you find erva, you always find kedusha. In other words, the bracha of Birchas Erusin is, in a way, a bracha. It's a Birchas Hashevach on the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's really what this is. It's that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created an Am Kadosh, and that's us. Kedoshim Tiyu, which is heavy Purushim min Arayos u'min Aveiro. It even includes an idea of Kadosh Atzmucha b'mutalach, like the Ramban talks about in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. But the bottom line is, that's what it is. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah, but rather it's a bracha on everything was tutzichta. But that's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is that Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, but rather, Birchas Erusin is a Birchas Shevach, it's a Birchas Haidah. And the emes is, they're nafgaminos la'alacha. Whether Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, or whether it's a Birchas HaShevach. The first part of this Rosh, same Simon Yud Beis, the Rosh has a little bit of an arichas, when exactly you're supposed to make the Birchas Erusin. Are you supposed to make it before the Kedushin? Or you're supposed to make it after the Kedushin. It was a major machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif held one way, Rabbeinu Tam held another way. This was one of the epic debates amongst the Rishonim. When is the proper time to make the Birchas Erusin? Now the emes is, if Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so it's poshut, you should make it over L'Asiyasan. Every Birchas HaMitzvah you make before you do the mitzvah. And as I state in Tosfos, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, in Pesachim, Zayin Amud Beis, that Birchas Erusin, like all brachas, you're supposed to make over L'Asiyasan. If, however, Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather what it is a Birchas HaShevach, it's a bracha, Shiv Dilonu Mina Tayim, it's a bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Kedusha in our lives, if that's what the purpose is, so it has nothing to do with the rule of Eivel HaSiyasan. And if that's the case, maybe you should make the bracha after the Erusin. And emesis, the Rishonim say there's a svara to make it after the Erusin. You know why? Because there's always a chance, while you're watching with bated breath under the chuppah, waiting to hear what the Kala is going to say when the Chassan says, Harei HaMekudesh asleep at the Bas Zugadas Moshe v'Yisrael, that she's going to have cold feet, then maybe she's going to say, you know something, on second thoughts, I'm not sure. It's possible. Now, it's not Shriach, but in Lumbis, it could happen. And the Rishonim say that I have a little bit of a problem with making a bracha for something when ultimately you don't know for sure you'll be able to do the kind of mitzvah. Because you need her to be maskin, and you don't know for sure. She said she will, still doesn't mean she will. So the bottom line is, she could always back out. So there's a starkest svara maybe to make Birchas Erusin noch the Kedushin. But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then there's a klal of Eivel HaSiyasan. But if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, what it is, a Birchas HaShevach, it's a Birchas HaDa, so then there could be a very stark tzad to do it afterwards. That's one nafkamino. Another nafkamino would be, who makes the Birchas Erusin? Who makes the bracha? Besad the Kedusha. Right. Birchas Nesuin, Birchas Chasanin, the Chasin Kala Mechabit people. But the Birchas Eiris and the Masad the Kedusha is the one that makes. What's Pashup Shah? Why is the Masad the Kedusha the one that makes the Birchas Eiris? L'chaira, if Birchas Eiris is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so who should make the Bracha? It should be the one that's doing the Mitzvah. He should be the one to make the Birchas Eiris. Now if it's a Birchas HaShevach, Shivdi Lonu Mino Amim, Ayeris, maybe one of the bystanders can make the Bracha, just like anybody else. It's not so much his Mitzvah, and if it's the Chosin's bracha, it could be it's everybody's bracha. Everyone that's partaking in this simcha has a shaychus to this bracha. But if it's a brachas hamitzvah, then it's pasha. The one lighting the menorah is the one that makes the bracha. The one that's eating the matzah, the one that's sitting in the sukkah, makes the leishah basukkah. Now, you could be moitzmi, I understand, but at the end of the day, why is it not the Chosin that makes the bracha? Mitzvah by yoysim and b'shul is usually the way you do it. So why isn't it that way? So really, if it's a birchas hamitzvahs, it would have been yoysim estaber that the chassan should be the one that makes the bracha. The emes is, this minig in Klal Yisrael, that the Masada Kedushin is the one that makes the bracha, is something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, it's in Simin Lamed Dalet and Evan Ezer, Kol HaMekadesh Isha, Bein Al Yidei Atzmoy, Bein Al Yidei Shliach Mevarech. If someone's Mekadesh in Isha, it doesn't matter if he's being Mekadesh by himself, or if he's being Mekadesh Al Yidei Shliach, he's supposed to make the bracha. Or a bracha. What's the bracha? Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzvanu ala arroyos v'aslanu sa'an rusayis v'tzvanu sa'an asuyis v'anu ayidei chupet v'kidushan baruch ato Hashem mekadesh Yisrael al yidei chupet v'kidushan. Zok the Ramah that v'yesh oimrim, there's a yesh oimrim that says the acha mevarech, that the chosin should dafka not be the one to make the bracha. Why not? Zok the Beishmul shaloi levayesh misha eni yadei levarech. Because we don't want to fashame somebody that doesn't know how to make the bracha. V'im leka achi yivarech ha-chassin. And then if there's no one else that's qualified to make the bracha, the chassin is the one that knows how to make the bracha the best, let him be the one to make the bracha. There's nothing wrong with the chassin making the bracha. But says the Beis Shmuel that the reason the chassin is not the one that makes the bracha is shaloi levayesh mi she'enu yedei levarech. So I'll tell you a fascinating, very, very, very short snippet in a tshuva from the Noida Behuda. It's an Evan Ezra Tinyana, it's Simon Aleph, and the Noida Behuda wrote a tshuva regarding a cheresh that was getting married, or a chareshes that was getting married. We learned Perek Cheresh and the Masach HaZivomis, so we know that even though a cheresh and a chareshes can't get married, midday raisa, but a chomel masakin ishus for a cheresh or a chareshes, and even for a cheresh and a chareshes together. And the Noida Behuda said that a mesupik by the chasna of a cheresh, whether or not the Masada Kedushin should make a Birchas Eirisin. He says, why? He said, because it's Pasha to me that the Chiyuv Birchas Eirisin is the Chosin's Chiyuv. So if it's the Chosin's Chiyuv, Erdaf Nach in the Bracha. Norvos, the Beis Shmuel said, Shaloi Vavayesh, the Chosin that doesn't know how to make a Bracha, we have the Masada Kedushin make the Bracha instead. But at the same time, he's being Moitzi the Chosin. And Heyois, he's being Moitzi the Chosin, at the very least, the chosin should have to be able to hear the bracha. If the chosin's a cheresh and he can't hear the bracha, I'm a supik, I'm really, really not sure whether or not there should even be a bracha. So he says, my hergish is that as long as the kala is not a chereshes, could be it's her chi of bracha, just like it's his chi of bracha, and maybe that would be enough. But what if it's a cheresh and a chereshes? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you shouldn't make a bracha. There should be a chasana, but there shouldn't be a birchas eiris. There's a tshuva from a Moshe, Nigros Moshe, contemporary tshuva, where Moshe talks about halacha l'maisa, cheresh and a chareshes, what you should do as far as birchas eiris goes. But the Noid Behuda said, my heritage is that there shouldn't be birchas eiris, and he says, umatoiv lechavin shetiach uposon ke'echod im chasan achav kala. He says, maybe you should have another chasan kala, and there should be a mesada kedushin, and he should have in mind to be mitzi the other chasan kala as well. That's what he's saying, tshuva is Noid Behuda. But the bottom line is, it's coming from the fact that he's tiny, that at the end of the day, whose chiyuv is it to make the bracha? It's the chassan's chiyuv. So if it's the chassan's chiyuv, that's the way it should be. The Tfu Ashar, who lived before the Noida Yehuda, but the Tfu Ashar, and this is in Yerudei Simon Aleph, he discusses the same exact shayla, and the Tfu Ashar says that it's pasha to him, that even if the chassan can hear, and the kala can hear, and as a result, they're not going to be able to partake in the bracha, you're still supposed to make the bracha. Why are you still supposed to make the bracha, Zakhtar Tfu Ashar? Because what is birchas chassanin? What is the bracha? What is birchas eirisin? Not birchas chasan. We're talking about birchas eirisin. What is birchas eirisin? It's a birchas shvach. That's what it is. It's like the Rosh said. You're giving shvach v'idot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, you don't need the chasan and the kala. In other words, at first glance, there would seem maybe to be another nafkimin al halacha, whether it's a birchas hamitzvahs or whether it's a birchas hashvach. If it's a birchas hamitzvahs, so l'chayr it's the chasen's chiyuv. So even though the minhag like the Beis Shmuel and the Rama already brings us that the chasen doesn't do it, shalei levayish, the chasen doesn't know how to, but at the very least he has to be shemeya. And if he can't be shemeya and she can't be shemeya, so l'chayr you wouldn't make the bracha. If, however, it's a birchas shvach, then it's nothing to do with the chasen and kalin per se. And if that's the case, anybody would be able to. The bottom line is, the Rosh says that birchas Erisin is not a birchas hamitzvahs, rather it's a birchas shvach, shehivdi lonu mino amim, it's a bracha on the inyan of kedoshim piyu. L'chura, we would have two nafkaminas. One nafkamina would be in the sugya of over lasiyasan, and another nafkamina would be, do you need the chasen to be able to hear in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs? A lot of svaras l'kanu l'kan and the rishonim and the achrayim, but just keeping it very, very general and very, very high level, two nafkaminas l'chura that would come out from this very, very basic hakira. That's the first story.